This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. I'm going to share with you something from a recently found sefer. I recently found it. I would like to get a hold of it. It's called Panine Kedem. It's a collection of Divrei Torah from Kadmoinim of Rabbi Chil Michal Stern, the Rav of Ezra's Torah. Wow, we have even we have the whole mishpacha. Shkoyach, hi. So the pasuk says Vayikach es ha'ayal, that Avram Avinu, when the Malach said no, don't touch him, don't shecht Yitzchak. So Avram Avinu found an ayal, and the Mishnah says in Avos Parakei Mishnah Gimel that ayal was created on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmasos B'Maaseh Bereishis, which means it was a rather old ayal. As far as ayals go, it was from the senior ayalim in the world. Now, why did this ayal have to come Misheshes Yimei Bereishis? The answer is, you know, ayals don't have such a long lifespan, but the reason for that is because of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. So Lu Yitzur, you could find an ayal that is not affected by the Eitz Hadas, or is not born from an ayal that was affected by the Eitz Hadas, that ayal would really live a long time. Now the problem is that Rashi brings that Chava not only gave to Adam, she gave to all the behemoths and the chayos. So that's why their lifespan is also cut short. But this ayal that was created, Ben Hashmashos, came after the Chet of Adam and Chava. So therefore it's not in the Gzera of Misa and was able to live forever. So now we understand why the Chamor of Mashiach had to be created Misheshes Yimei Bereishis, because that Chamor also is Adayin Chai V'Kayam. Now, that only explains part of it. In other words, theoretically, Avraham Avinu could have found an Ayal that was born 2 years ago. Or for Mashiach, he could use a chamar that will be available then. But apparently these two tasks, namely Akedas Yitzchak and the coming of Mashiach, need to be done with, since Mashiach is going to bring, I would just add, since Mashiach is going to bring the world back to the state that it was before the sin of Adam Arishain, it's ra'oi that the chamar is something that, so to speak, transcended that sin. Likewise, the purpose of the Akedah was also to give the world another shot to be the Adam that Hashem intended when He created man. So the ayal of the Akedah, as well as the chamar of Mashiach, the significance of them being created, Ben Hashmashos, is that they were animals that were not subject to the sin of Adam Rishon. That's a very interesting ha'ara.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.